This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Bill Gertz of the Washington Times about deterrence in the Pacific. Bill looks at the Reagan stationed out of Japan and says that's not adequate. That's business as usual. China's ignoring what the Reagan represents. However, he has recommendations that would increase the U.S. readiness to defend Taiwan. Will it work? Unknown. However, right now, as Bill says, we regard China as the pacing threat. And he says, very ironically, pacing cars don't win races. Deterrence in the Pacific. Bill Gertz, Washington Times.
Well, you know, it's nobody can predict the future, but you try to take prudent steps to try and prevent it. Like I said, to me, the biggest danger is the situation with Russia in Ukraine. We're just on the anniversary of the Russians going into Ukraine. But I remember the U.S. intelligence got inside the Russian command and control system, and they knew they were going to invade, and yet they were unable to deter this invasion. So that tells me that deterrence of a conventional action that's been telegraphed by the Chinese is going to be very difficult. So they're going to have to basically, you know, the first thing they should have done, in my view, was send a second aircraft carrier strike group to the Pacific. Send it to Guam. Now, that's not specific, especially close to Taiwan in terms of distance, but it would be a major signal to the Chinese that not only do we have one forward deployed carrier, the Reagan, which is based in Yokosuka, Japan, but then we'd have a second carrier group. Those are the kind of things that haven't been done. You know, this idea of a pacing threat, that, you know, pace cars don't win races. You know, so that imagery really is also sending the wrong signal.
More of this later.